This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Finland. Let's look at Finland. Finland. What is special about Finland?
They give different opportunities and different environments.
The students are provided with different learning environments. They don't have the traditional talk and chalk system anymore.
Yes.
And the subjects are also given as options to the children.
Yes.
The children select what they really want to study.
Okay. Yes. There are no private schools. Yes. What else? Yes. I hope you heard of Finland, eh? Right? Finland is not in the sea. Fish, you know, Finn. Finland. Right, okay.
Primary education in Finland, it's more focused on the mother tongue of the child, wherein they grasp it easily. Post grade 3, they are taught how to translate it to other languages. So concepts are grasped very easily by the children when it is done in their mother tongue.
Okay, yes. Now let me tell you, my beloved brothers. Okay, sorry. Yeah, she wanted to say something. Could you give that? Because she had that little angry look, like, you know. You know, I saw that, I got scared. I said, maybe she knows karate or something, you know. Then I'll be forced to scream in Japanese here.
No. Right. I've heard that they do not have classes on weekend. And apart from that, the working time in the school is probably 4 to 5 hours itself. Unlike ours, which is of more than 6 hours.
Yes. Yes. You'll be surprised in Finland. It's the most sought after profession to be a teacher. It's perhaps the most highly paid profession. So you have to go for an interview, a thorough interview. And when you qualify as a teacher, you cannot teach until you got your master's in education. You should be able to develop curriculum. Right? Next thing. Compulsory schooling starts around the age of 6 and 7, not before that. The contact hours with the children is amongst the lowest in the world, unlike other places. They don't get much homework. They don't have much assessment. Their learning is experiential. They learn out in the fields, all of those things. For example, they will do something like this. They also develop the sensory perceptions of the children. Right? For example, let us say they go through a forest area. They'll blindfold the children. They'll take them by the hand. And the child will feel different trees, the barks of different trees. So it's tactile sense. Feel the trees. And then what will happen? And he must say which trees his preference is. Right? He has to remember that feel. Then he's taken back, and then the teacher takes him to feel all the trees. And he must show the teacher blindfold which tree that he chose. You understand? It's not about pumping information. Yes, very important. It's about you exciting the curiosity of children. Yes. Okay, you got that. Now there's another question, right? I want to ask you. Which do you think is the most important quality a teacher should have? The most important quality. Hey? Your ego is one thing. Teacher must be a learner. Passion, learner. Okay, right. But I'll tell you something. I agree with all of you saying, right? I don't want to fight. You know what I mean? I'm here in your territory. Right? My flight is only tomorrow morning, right? Right. But let me tell you this. I did a survey. And I was surprised what the survey showed. You know what the children said to me? The teacher must be just. If you're not just, if you're not fair with children, no matter how dynamic you are, they're not going to listen to you. You know, ego, of course, you've got to be just. You've got to be just. J-U-S-T. Just. It mustn't be, they're saying that, you know, the teacher, you know, is only, you know, giving Ruksana preferential treatment. You know what I mean? You understand that? Very important. Now, okay. Okay, are you okay so far? So, just to summarize this, I think we agree that it's no more teacher-centered, but teacher-inspired. Also, we got to prepare. We got to have activities there. There has to be personalized learning. Agreed. There has to be engagement. Students should ask questions. Agreed? And when they do not understand, you do not reteach it the same way, but in a different way. Okay. And you as a teacher, you have to make your lessons relevant. Hey, meaningful. Hey, use your imagination. And the child must say, today I learned something about myself, about life. Wow, I'm inspired. Wow, I'm inspired. Right? Do you think, for example, in your senior classes, do you think students should be given the opportunity to teach sometimes? Yes, with your guidance, isn't it? They need to do that, right? Okay. Not all the time. Right, agreed. Right. Now, I want to stop there for a few minutes and I want to take questions from you, please. Right? You've got to ask questions. You cannot sit here passively. You've got to ask me questions, right? Are you happy so far? We've got a lot of areas to cover. But are you happy so far? If you're not happy, I'm happy, and my beloved wife, she's too happy. Hey? She's too happy. She's happy because she's here, but she's even more happier because she's married to me. Right, darling? She's blushing. She's blushing. I hope your wife blushes when she sees you. I know you say love is blind, she doesn't see you, but my wife is not so blind. She can see me. Right. Okay, right. Okay, right. Okay, questions, please. Questions. Questions.
Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, one moment. Right. Let me tell you also, those of you may not know, I've got sets of 8 CDs times 4. Each CD has got 4 CDs. I've got there this topic, educating your child for the 21st century. I'm not saying everything from there is here. No, I've got on parenting, on personal empowerment and everything else. Right, if you're interested. Right. Okay, come, sister.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This is something I'm facing quite often, that the speed of all students is very different. Like, some are really quick in learning and some are very slow. And that's why I can't carry my class together, like, most of the time. So I don't know, like, how to take them together. Some learn it very fast and some are really slow. I don't know how.
Okay. Now, the question she asked, she says that, you know, I have some children who are quick learners and some are very slow learners. What you need to do, there are many things you need to do. Those that are fast learners, you got to do what you call accelerated learning. Put them to another level and also ask them questions that are a little more demanding. Right? And then what you do, let them learn compassion. You say to them, you see Muhammad there, sitting there, he's not too clear, I want you to come and help him. You understand? The other thing that you need to do, what I used to do, I used to allow the fast learners to continue the work. The slow learners had them around the table, around me. And I did a one-to-one with them. Over a period of time, inshallah, they'll come right. What you got to understand, that academically, we all made different. There are some people without much studies, they'll do exceptionally well. Others have to work very, very hard to just pass the examination. All right? Okay. Anyone else? Sister, my autograph later, not now, right? Okay. Please, I don't want you to go and say, oh, you know how I wanted to ask him this question. Ask.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
In the beginning of every class, as we talk, we make a prayer that show me an unhappy child. If my child is going through some kind of abuse, how to help that child?
Okay. The most important thing, if a child knows that I can speak to my teacher, then you have won. But you got to take that information in strict confidence. If the information is sensitive enough and you feel with her permission or his permission to take it up to your headmistress or headmaster. You understand that? Or else what you could do, I'm just giving you guidance, I'm not too sure what the regulations are. It's also to summon the parents to school and without confronting them directly, say, you know, we are calling parents randomly. We want to know how's things at home with the child. Say, I noticed that your child seems very down. Has something happened at home? Use your hikmah. You need to look at the nature of the situation. You understand? Right? And also, the whole idea is you must create love between them and the family. You've got to make excuses. But if there is serious abuse, there's another matter, okay? I'm not too sure whether you have guidance counselors at the school. They can deal with that. Okay, next. Yes. Don't forget, mine is this red one, matching the flowers here. And matching my...
This blue over here. Sir, looking to format of particular timetable for senior classes. So there are about 8 periods, small break between 2 periods each. The limitations of a period is concise to a particular minutes, say 30 or 45 minutes. For a subject like mathematics and science, if teacher starts to teach a particular subject, the important concept, and the moment he arrives, the completion of that particular subject, and then the bell rings. So, what should be the remedy to keep a continuity, grasping, understanding for these students?
Okay. A question has been asked. Because of time constraints, you have a syllabus to complete. So how do you do all of these things? Now let me tell you something. Creativity is as a result because of time constraints. You need to look at creative ways. And I'll tell you what I used to do, and my beloved wife is here, she'll testify. I spent a lot of my Saturday mornings at schools. A lot of my time. You know? My students knew that if they got a problem, they could talk to me. I engaged them. What you need to do, you got to set the tone at the beginning of the year that you are caring, you are loving, you are here to help them. Tell them about the method in which you operate. Tell them that whilst we're busy with the school curriculum, at any time you could share with me your issues. Now, a good teacher, for example, I remember I had a teacher of English, may Allah bless him. He'll start off every morning in the lesson. He'll ask us, how many of you read the letter to the editor yesterday? So what he did? He inspired all of us to read those letters. That's what he did. Every day he started off something like this. You understand? So in that way he engaged us. Or when you walk into the class, if there's a topical issue, speak about it for 2 or 3 minutes. 2 minutes. Inspire them. Do not ignore it. That's critical, all right? Okay. Anyone else? Yes.
What is comfortable length of a student for a teacher in classroom?
Comfortable
either
30, length.
45 or 60?
No, it depends. You see, I have taught in 30-minute periods and also 45 minutes. I also taught in an hour period and also in 90 minutes. Hey? Okay, how many students you got? How many? 45 students. Let me tell you, the most students I had in my class was 36. And I was able to deal with all of them. 9 more wouldn't have hurt me. 45. So you got to think, as the brother said, in a very creative way. Because I know one thing. In every class, you perhaps have 4 kinds of students. That one, he picks up immediately. Before you finish, he understands. The second one, needs little bit of help, little bit. The third group requires more help. And the fourth group requires personal attention. I know that. So what I do, so when I'm teaching my lesson, I teach it in 4 different ways. So it appeals to all the groups. You understand? Or 3 different ways. Right? So it's, you got to look at creative ways of engaging them. Okay?
Okay, sir.
Yes, sir.
Sir, my question is, right now about 70 to 80% students are already joined Facebook and WhatsApp and etc. Everything they know.
Yeah.
And this is affecting their studies and concentration and focus level. Even though they are very talent, but due to this all, they are lacking their focus. So what measure should we take to get them on their track back?
You need to do a one-to-one interview, asking them, what are your aspirations? What would you like to do in life? Do you have a purpose? Do you have a goal? You know, create in them a sense of urgency. In other words, also, for example, what I used to do is to get people that have succeeded in life to speak to my students or show them a video clip. I have a lot of video clips on my enough. It's full about motivation, about focusing. Understand? I tell people the 2 R's. The recklessness of youth and the regrets of the aged. If you have been reckless as a young person, when you grow older, you're going to regret. I'm not saying you mustn't have any fun. I help them with developing a weekly planner. Time to play, time to read. So you've got to do it on a one-to-one basis. Now you've got to understand that learning is lifelong. Sometimes what they may not grasp or internalize now, afterwards when they're exposed to reality, your lessons will become meaningful. Don't give up on them. Never say you're stupid, you're silly. All right? Okay. Anyone else? Right. Okay, one more there at the back. Or one more there.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sir, generally what happens, students have some other planning for their future and parents have different planning for their future. So generally students become sandwiched between those two. So what I want to do, what my parents want. So in this case is what we can do. Because students is telling, I want to be like some mechanical engineer, and his parents say, no, you go for automobile engineering. So in that cases, how we can promote the students like in the same way?
Okay, very important, engage those parents. Have a general meeting with parents. You understand? And talk. Because parents really, they want the best for the children. But sometimes they require guidance. You understand what I'm saying to you? You do not create the notion that your father doesn't like you or your mother. They love you. But I'll talk to them. Ask them, do you mind if I call your parents in? When you have the parents' evening or whatever, take down notes, engage them and guide them, all right? Okay, right. What time is our break? What time is our break? What is a break? What's the time now? Okay. I want all of you to stand up. Stand up. Right. Right. Okay. Now, I want all the brothers to face that way. Face that way. That way. Right. Okay. Okay. Sisters, the other way. Face that way. Right. Roxana, you can get up too. Face that way. Right. Right. Then what I want you to do, your brothers, you can massage the back of the brothers in front of you. They massage the back. In front of you. Right. Now you there, brother. Brother, you can massage. Sorry. Massage is back there. The massage. Massage is back there. Yeah. Right. Okay. Right. Roxana, massage there. Massage the back. Right. Massage the back. Yes, yes, yes. Now turn around. Turn around. Turn around. Now massage the back. Massage the back there. Okay, okay. One of you come massage my back here. Come massage my back here. Massage my back. Massage my back. Right. No, don't break it. Massage it, bro. Oh, yummy. Right. Okay. All right. Jazakumullah. Right. Set. 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 Right. Okay. Now, I want to... One of the most important things a teacher needs to give children is hope. Hope. There was a young boy about... Are you enjoying it so far? Hey, okay. And Allah bless you, the heat and everything else, you're listening to me. I'm very humble. I'm very humble, really. Right. Remember my parents in your prayers, eh? My mother is Rabia, my father is Hashim. My wife's father is Abdul Ghaffar. And I'm Idris, my wife is Roxana. Yeah? Make dua for us. Right. So, there was a boy about 10 years old. How many years old, boys and girls? Yes, so good. This boy used to wear long pants to school. And he had marks on his body. Now, the next week, he's going to take part in the swimming gala. What gala? Swimming gala. He felt, if my classmates see me in my shorts, they'll laugh at the marks in my body. He felt very embarrassed. He went to see the doctor. The physician. The physician was very clinical and he told the boy, there is no cure for the disease. The boy said, there must be a cure, sir. So I am the doctor, there is no cure. Finish. No cure, brother. So the next day, on the Sunday or Monday, he goes to school. And you can imagine how despondent he was. He puts his head down and he's walking. One teacher noticed him, not his own teacher. The teacher sat him down and asked him, what is the problem? And he shared the whole problem. He must have sat there for about 8 to 10 minutes. You know, 10 minutes. That young boy was so inspired by that interaction, unbeknown to the teacher. When he finished off school, this boy became a doctor. He became a medical scientist. And more than anything else, he found a cure for that disease. Because of that one teacher. Because that teacher gave him hope. The prophetic methodology has always been, If anyone came to Prophet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for any help, if he could not help, he pointed them to a person who could help and said, tell them that I sent you. Our children must not leave empty-handed from you. They must know, no matter what background they can come from, they are born to lead. You're going to be a leader someday. You've got to give them positive attributes. You understand that? There was once a professor. How far is true, I don't know. He came to India. He was from England. Professor. And you know many professors, they, not all, they are very aloof. They live in a theoretical world, in books. They do not know what's happening next door. This professor came and he wanted to get across the river. So he asked this young boy there, tell me, young boy, can you take me across the river? The boy said, not a problem, I'll take you wherever you want to go. I'll take you. So the boy was taking him across. So the professor said to him, young boy, do you know philosophy? The boy said, no, sir, I don't know philosophy. He said, my boy, I am so disappointed in you. If you do not know philosophy, you have lost one third of your life. He went further down the river. He said to him, boy, do you know literature? The boy says, no, sir, I don't know. He said, well, I'm flabbergasted. You have lost two-thirds of your life. In the excitement, the boat capsized. The poor professor was back. The young boy asked the professor, excuse me, sir, can you swim? He said, no. He said, well, professor, you lost your whole life. The boy was serving a greater purpose, but I'm sure the boy saved the life of the professor. Okay, right. Now, what I want you to do, right, okay, I want you to put for me two columns. Right, one column is 20th century, the other column is 21st century. Right, write down what were some signs of 20th century schooling and what should be 21st century schooling. What should be same, what should be different. I want you to give me 10 each. Is that understood? Right, okay. And you do it with your immediate neighbor. If you don't have neighbor, speak to your split personality.
Sir ne jo kaha hai ke do columns hum banayenge aur ek side mein 20vi sadi 21vi sadi theek hai aur dono ke beech mein kya difference hona chahiye kaun si cheeze hum 20vi sadi se replicate kar sakte copy kar sakte same rakh sakte ya fir bilkul hi change kar deni hai. तो ये दो कॉलम्स बनाने हैं और 10-10 पॉइंट्स हमको लिखने हैं, ठीक है?
Looking at it, he left it out, right? Now, this to me is perhaps one of the most important things I'm going to share with you. Okay? Don't worry, in about 25 minutes we break for Salah and for lunch, inshallah. What do you understand by emotional intelligence? What does it mean to you? How important is emotional intelligence? What's more important, IQ or EQ? Sadly, in my travels in many parts of the world, not many schools are focusing on EQ. Academic achievement is never a predictor of success. But EQ is a predictor of success. EQ is a predictor of success. In fact, I'm going to share something with you that might be a bit controversial, but it's all right. I'm not a controversial person. There are exceptions to every rule. Those children that come out first, second, and third in class, who do well academically throughout, have yet to come out. There are very few of them who have contributed to society. It's always been about them, the personal aggrandizement, the personal enrichment. What is it there for me? And what surprises us, there are many a child that is average at school who shows far more compassion. If they do well as business people, they are contributing to the society. Therefore, the purpose of school life is not so much learning to earn, but rather learning to serve. If children know, right, they are here to learn. Why am I learning? Say, no, Mudir or Muallim or Muallima, I'm learning to serve humanity. I'm not here learning to serve myself. Because we, as educators, have to redefine what is success. What does it mean to be successful? You and I know, in the hearts and minds of most people, success means having a fancy car, a fancy home, you know, being affluent. But what's the true meaning of success? What is the criteria? And you and I know that our criteria is that those that have taqwa, those who serve humanity, who fulfill the obligations, who respect people, who, like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, has been a mercy unto all, a contributor to society. It's not about my ego or me. Good family man, good community man, has goodness in the heart, generosity, forgiving. That means that individual who is able to live in society and contribute to the growth of that society, who will see the pain of others as his own pain, the joy of others as his own joy, who will not sleep at night because of pain of others, who even when he eats, he thinks about the people throughout the world who are going through difficulty, who, if he is married, when he gets married, is a wonderful husband or wonderful wife, who is a wonderful son, a wonderful daughter. All in all, an eloquent ambassador for humanity at large. That's the bottom line. Nothing else. Nothing else. You know, nothing else. Sadly, today, many of us worship people who have money. I got no issue with that, in a broad sense. As long as those, I'm not saying worship them, I got no issue respecting people, whether they got wealth or no wealth, as long as they are decent human beings, worthy of the respect. Because you must also understand, for some people, wealth is a curse, for others it's a blessing. Depends how you use it. Okay, so now, so we got to understand that. Now the question is this, what is emotional intelligence? How do you develop it? How do you integrate it in the school curriculum? Why is it important? You know, at that time, when Nokia were the top mobile company, they said that we got no issue if someone doesn't have the qualifications, you know, the certification, as long as he has the right attitude. If he's got the right attitude, then he can learn. Okay. So the question is, and we need to discuss this in some detail so we understand. What is EQ, emotional quotient? What is it? Yes. You can't use my mic, I'm sorry. Where's the other mic? Where's the mic? Oh, never mind, I'll loan you the mic. It's okay, sorry. Okay, never mind.
A person with high self-esteem, emotional intelligence, means a person is aware about his emotional reaction and he is able to self-regulate his emotions.
I would add upon to this that at the same time, the person is also aware about the emotions of others and can deal accordingly as per the situation demands, keeping in mind the sensitivity towards the person in front.
Yes. Now, EQ means being smart about your emotions. Now, we are human beings. There are days we'll be happy. There are days we'll be sad. There are some days maybe you're frightened. Some days you're excited. These all part. And I'm not saying you must not experience all these emotions. Hey? Experience it. But do not allow these emotions to control you. Those emotions mustn't impact negatively on yourself and on others. You understand? Right? For example, now let's say I'm so excited and happy. I'm happy. I come home, my wife is there. Hey! I say, Assalamu alaikum. I am so happy today. And you're going on right through. She said, why are you happy? Don't worry, I'm happy. And you go on and on and on. I mean, it's crazy, isn't it? Right. So it's about the very important. Very important. The purpose of education. The purpose of education is to make you into a decent human being. Remember that. Man has learned to fly like the bird in the sky, swim like the fish in the sea, but he cannot walk like a human being on this earth. Man has landed on the moon, but he has no time to walk across and say hello to his neighbor. Now let me explain this to you. Very important. Our children today, remember you spoke about the changing landscape. They are living in a virtual world of social media. They spend on average, I don't know about you, 5 hours a day on social media. Imagine when they turn 75, altogether 15 years of their life would have been spent in front of social media. They are worried about how they are perceived. They're concerned about the image. It has people that are consumed by social media have a psychological problem. You understand? And as a result, I jokingly say some boys and girls meet each other on Facebook. When they get married, they cannot face each other. They're living in a virtual world. Right? Because behind the phone, you become emotionally invisible. So I don't have time for all of that now. But let me explain this to you. So, for example, let us say my wife is here, I'm speaking to her. I'm able to monitor my own emotions. I listen to my words. I say, hey, Dries, hey, come on, bring your tone down. I'm regulating. Tone down. Okay? Right? Put a smile on your face. You know, you are regulating it. Am I right or wrong? Because I can see the impact it is having on me and the impact it is having on her. And when she is talking, I also understand what she is going through. So as a result, I'm able to deal with it. I understand the social context. you become self-aware. It's not selfish. Now, let me explain this to you. Remember this. What are the attributes of people with high EQ? What are the qualities they possess? What are the qualities that do they possess? What are the qualities? Hey? They're humble. They're disciplined. Hey? Peaceful. Yes, they are peaceful. They're in charge. They don't get angry. I mean, there's nothing wrong that if you go through. Like, for example, when I'm upset with my wife, as I said this yesterday, I don't say, I'm angry with you. Cover that. I only tell her like this, and she's witness here. I tell her, darling, I'm angry. It doesn't make me less angry. Why should I scream like a mad thing? I'm angry. Now let me explain this to you. Very, very important. Whether you like it or not, we are gregarious human beings. We are social beings. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no good in him, worse to this effect, who neither befriends or is befriended. Having friends is part of who you are. You're going to interact with the community. You're going to be part of a community. When you get to work, you're going to work with other people around you. Yes or no? Right. Now, the thing about EQ is the following. Listen to this very carefully. Let us say you and your boss, you and your headmistress, you have a difference in something. You don't say, I don't know why I came to the school. I made the biggest mistake of my life. My life is finished. No. You're able to isolate the issue. Your happiness in the school is not affected at all. You're able to deal with it in a loving way. In a loving way. And those people that have a high EQ do not suffer what you call an emotional meltdown. They don't give up on life. But those that have a high EQ are able to deal with situations that they come across, and they're able to pick themselves up again. So the attributes of people with high EQ, they're very good in fostering harmonious relationships. They're able to disagree without being disagreeable. They are never offensive. They have a high self-esteem. They are able to persevere. They are positive people. They manage their emotions. They are able to understand different social contexts that they go to. They become perceptive. They understand the mindsets of other people. They can interact with people from different walks of life. They are comfortable in company. They are comfortable when they are on their own. They are comfortable with their own emotions. They never overreact. They are forgiving people. You understand? So you see the benefits. Now the question is this, my real question is this, how do you develop children's EQ at school? What do you do? I want you to talk to your neighbor, please, about this first. Right? Okay, just two announcements. We're going to break off for lunch and namaz, and we'll start punctually at 2:27. 2:27. And then also, my CDs are available and books. And I would encourage you to buy these. It will help you. I discuss emotional intelligence. I do this program there also. What I want to tell you is this, my friends. If you are not prepared to invest in your own personal development, then your children will never grow. When you develop yourself, then you're going to be a really dynamic educator, an educator for the 21st century. You must invest in your personal development, inshallah. So remember this. I don't want you to go back to your school the same person. You got to be dynamic, inspirational, charismatic. The students must say, wow. Wow, what have you done, Mwalima? Okay, Jazakumullah. So 2:27, you're going to be back here.
एक पेशेंट था, उनका ऑपरेशन होने वाला था, उनको हॉस्पिटल में एडमिट किया गया, और तारीख और डेट, टाइम वगैरह सब फिक्स हो गया कि इस दिन, इस तारीख को, इस वक्त में ऑपरेशन होने वाला है। लेकिन वो पेशेंट साहब, जब उनका ऑपरेशन होने वाला था, हॉस्पिटल छोड़कर घर आ गए, घर वाले परेशान हो गए कि अभी तो इनको हॉस्पिटल में होना चाहिए था, ये यहाँ घर पर क्या कर रहे हैं, ऑपरेशन का वक्त हो गया है। तो वो साहब कहने लगे कि पूछो मत क्या अजीब हाल हुआ। वो कहने लगा कि नर्स जो है ये बार बार आकर कह रही थी, बार बार आकर कह रही थी, घबराने की जरूरत नहीं है, पहली बार है तो क्या हुआ, हर काम किसी ना किसी का पहली बार होता है, डोंट वरी डोंट वरी, बार बार नर्स आकर कह रही थी। तो घर वालों ने कहा कि नर्स तो अच्छा काम कर रही थी, नर्स आपको दिलासा दे रही थी, एनकरेज कर रही थी, आपका डर और आपका जो खौफ है उसको दूर कर रही थी, इसमें परेशान होने की क्या जरूरत है। तो फिर वो साहब ने ठंडी सांस ली और फिर उन्होंने कहा कि हाँ ये बात बहुत अच्छी होती अगर वो नर्स मुझसे कहती, ये बात वो मुझसे नहीं कह रही थी, वो डॉक्टर साहब जो ऑपरेशन करने वाले थे उनको कह रही थी। बात तो वही थी लेकिन किससे कही गई, दैट मेक्स डिफरेंस। यहाँ एजुकेटर्स बैठे हुए हैं, आपसे जो बात कही जाएगी और आप उन बातों को जैसे लेंगे और जिस तरीके से इंप्लीमेंट करेंगे, दैट विल मेक अ डिफरेंस। डू यू एग्री और नॉट? मुझे आधे घंटे का वक्त दिया गया है, मैं थोड़ा जल्दी अपनी बात को प्रेजेंट करने की कोशिश करूंगा लेकिन टॉपिक को कवर करने की कोशिश करूंगा। आप देख रहे हैं, वी विल स्टार्ट अ जर्नी फ्रॉम चेंज टू ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन। आर यू रेडी फॉर दैट? आर यू ऑल रेडी फॉर दैट जर्नी? वी विल स्टार्ट अ जर्नी फ्रॉम अ प्लेटफॉर्म कॉल्ड चेंज एंड वी विल एंड ऑन अ प्लेटफॉर्म कॉल्ड ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन। Is that clear? First of all, if you all are educators of 21st century, as the topic of this whole program, you can also see that educating children in 21st century. अगर आप 21वीं सदी के educator हो, तो you have to play all these roles. You are seeing that? आपको ये तमाम role play करने पड़ेंगे। सिर्फ और सिर्फ टीचर होना काफी नहीं है, यू हैव टू प्ले ऑल दिस रोल इफ यू आर एजुकेटर ऑफ 21st सेंचुरी। यू हैव टू बी अ मॉडल, अ रिस्क टेकर, अ कोलैबोरेटर, एडेप्टर, कम्युनिकेटर, विजनरी, लर्नर एंड लास्ट बट नॉट लीस्ट यू मस्ट बी अ लीडर। अगर ये तमाम क्वालिटीज हमारे अंदर है, देन वी कैन से अवरसेल्फ दैट I am the educator of 21st century. ठीक है? ये सब चीजें हमारे अंदर हमको पैदा करने की जरूरत है। अब जैसा कि उस्ताद इदरीस खमीसा साहब बता रहे थे कि एक्सटर्नल एंड इंटरनल लैंडस्केप ऑफ अवर चिल्ड्रन इज चेंजिंग। हमारे बच्चों का एक्सटर्नल और इंटरनल लैंडस्केप चेंज हो रहा है। तो जब बच्चों का लैंडस्केप चेंज हो रहा है, हमें भी अपना लैंडस्केप चेंज करने की जरूरत है, वी टीचर्स। अब जब भी चेंज की बात होती है, चेंज की जरूरत है, चेंज की जरूरत है, तो जो चेंज चाहा जा रहा है, दैट इज चेंज फॉर बेटरमेंट, बेहतरी के लिए तब्दीली। और चेंज, तब्दीली का लफ्ज थोड़ा छोटा लगता है, वी विल कॉल इट, हमको इनकलाब की जरूरत है। डू यू ऑल एग्री? खाना खाया है ना अभी आप लोगों ने? रिस्पॉन्स, डू यू ऑल एग्री? अगर हमें अपने मुल्क में और आलमी एतबार से एजुकेशनल फील्ड में अपना लोहा मनवाना है, तो हमें बड़े इनकलाब की जरूरत है। और ये इनकलाब लाएगा कौन? कौन? हम सब मिलकर लाएंगे इंशाल्लाह। तो ये चेंज जिसकी बात कर की जा रही है, इसकी जरूरत आखिर क्यों है? व्हाई वी नीड अ चेंज? तो इसका बहुत ही मुख्तसर एक वर्ड में रिप्लाई दिया जाए तो दैट इज बिकॉज जी चेंज की जरूरत है क्योंकि जी हमारे फ्यूचर की वजह से, हमारा जो फ्यूचर है इसकी वजह से हमें चेंज की जरूरत है। क्योंकि जिस एज में हम लोगों ने अपनी स्कूलिंग की, जिस एज से अब हम लोग गुजर रहे हैं, और हमारी आने वाली नस्लें, नेक्स्ट जनरेशन जिस एज से गुजरेगी उसमें बहुत ज्यादा डिफरेंस होने वाला है। तो उस एतबार से हमें भी चेंज लाने की जरूरत है फ्यूचर की वजह से। अब ये फ्यूचर कैसा होने वाला है, हमारा फ्यूचर कैसा होने वाला है? सबसे पहले क्या है? एफ स्टैंड्स फॉर जी फास्ट। हमारा फ्यूचर बहुत ही ज्यादा फास्ट होने वाला है। फास्ट का मतलब आप लोग समझ सकते हैं कितनी ज्यादा तेजी के साथ दिन और रात गुजर रहे हैं और जमाना आगे बढ़ता जा रहा है। लेकिन इसको बहुत छोटे एग्जाम्पल के साथ अगर समझा जाए, आप लोगों ने पॉपकॉर्न खाया है आपकी स्कूलिंग के डेज में? कितने का आता था जी वो पॉपकॉर्न? कितने का आता था? एक रुपए का, डेढ़ रुपए का, जो हम लोग ठेले पे से लेकर खाते थे, ठीक है? आज आप पॉपकॉर्न खाओगे तो कितने का आएगा जी? मेरे भावनगर में तो 5 रुपए का नहीं मिलता है। मॉल में जाकर अगर आप खाओ तो थोड़ा स्पाइस मसाला ऐड करो तो, थोड़ा बटर भी ऐड करो तो 100 रुपए, 100 रुपए का हम कह सकते हैं कि 100 रुपए का। तो आपकी स्कूलिंग के डेज को कितना वक्त गुजरा? 10 साल प्रोबेब्स। 10 साल पहले हम स्कूल या 15 साल पहले जाते थे, उस जमाने में 1 रुपए का पॉपकॉर्न मिलता था। वही पॉपकॉर्न आज 10 साल में 100 रुपए का हो गया। कितने परसेंट का ग्रोथ हुआ जी? इतना ग्रोथ हमारा हुआ? हाँ, हम लोग पॉपकॉर्न से भी ज्यादा गए गुजरे। पॉपकॉर्न जैसी चीज का ग्रोथ अगर 1 से 100 रुपए तक का हो सकता है 10 से 15 साल के अरसे में, तो क्या हम लोग पॉपकॉर्न से भी गए गुजरे हैं? आई एम जस्ट गिविंग फूड फॉर थॉट। सोचिए इसके बारे में कि अगर एक, अच्छा ये सिर्फ एग्जाम्पल है, हर चीज को आप देख लीजिए उसका ग्रोथ इसी तरीके से हो रहा है, तो क्या एक अदना और मामूली चीज का ग्रोथ इतना फास्ट हो सकता है? एंड वी टीचर्स एंड एजुकेटर्स, कांट वी ग्रो एट दैट स्पीड? अगर हम लोग मेहनत करेंगे तो कर सकते हैं, हम लोगों को इसी की जरूरत है। नेक्स्ट थिंग इज अनप्रेडिक्टेबल। इस लफ्ज का भी इस्तेमाल उस्ताद ने किया, अनप्रेडिक्टेबल। एटॉमिक वॉर के बारे में आप क्या जानते हैं जी? एटॉमिक वॉर जब हुआ, कब हुआ, किसने किया, किस पर किया, क्या जानते हैं आप लोग? एनीवन? सेकेंड वर्ल्ड वॉर जापान के ऊपर हिरोशिमा और नागासाकी पर हमला हुआ, अमेरिका ने किया, और फिजिकली इकोनॉमिकली हर एतबार से जापान डिस्ट्रॉय हो गया, ठीक है? वो जमाना 1945 जब ये हादसा पेश आया, तब पूरी दुनिया में 1 या 2 कंट्रीज ऐसी थी जिनके पास एटॉमिक मिसाइल्स थे। लेकिन आज आप गूगल बाबा को जाकर पूछेंगे तो वो आपको बताएंगे कि अब दुनिया में 10 से 12 कंट्रीज ऐसी है जिनके पास एटॉमिक पावर्स है। इसका मतलब आप समझ रहे, अब अगर दुनिया में एटॉमिक वार होता है तो क्या होगा, क्या होगा? दुनिया यानी वर्ल्ड विल गो बैक टू द एज ऑफ बुलक कार्ट। दुनिया फिर से बैलगाड़ी के जमाने में चली जाएगी, तो दुनिया अनप्रेडिक्टेबल होने वाली है, कल क्या होगा हम लोगों को पता नहीं है, इसलिए वी टीचर्स एंड एजुकेटर्स मस्ट प्रिपेयर अवर सेल्फ इन सच अ वे कि कल हमारे पास फैसिलिटीज होवे या ना होवे, स्मार्ट बोर्ड्स होवे या ना होवे, पंखा या डेस्क बेंचेस होवे या ना होवे, हम लोगों को दोबारा कहा जाए कि आपको दरख्त के नीचे बच्चों को पढ़ाना है, वी मस्ट बी प्रिपेयर्ड फॉर दैट। गॉट द पॉइंट? थर्ड थिंग इज टेक्नोलॉजी। टेक्नोलॉजी कैसे ग्रो करी है आप लोगों को पता है, इसके बारे में बहुत ज्यादा बताने की जरूरत नहीं है, बस एक छोटी सी बात मैं ये बताऊंगा कि अब जो टेक्नोलॉजी के माहिरीन हैं उनका कहना यह है, नाउजु बिल्ला सुम्मा नाउजु बिल्ला, वी हैव क्रिएटेड ईच एंड एवरीथिंग इन दिस वर्ल्ड, हर छोटी बड़ी चीज को हम लोग ने इस दुनिया में बना लिया है, क्लोनिंग के जरिए से इंसानों को भी बनाया, जानवरों को भी बनाया, नाउजु बिल्ला सुम्मा नाउजु बिल्ला, नेक्स्ट थिंग विच वी आर गोइंग टू क्रिएट इज गॉड। ये एक सर्वे है, यू कैन गो ऑन गूगल एंड सर्च इट। नेक्स्ट थिंग विच वी आर गोइंग टू क्रिएट नाउज़ु बिल्ला अल्लाह, यानी ये इंतहा मैं बता रहा हूं टेक्नोलॉजी की, यहां तक पहुंच गई है टेक्नोलॉजी, ये टेक्नोलॉजी की इंतहा है, तो हम लोगों को इसके बारे में सोचना चाहिए टेक्नोलॉजी के क्या बेनिफिट्स है, उसके क्या नुकसानात है, हमको भी इससे वाकिफ होना चाहिए, हमारे बच्चों को भी इससे वाकिफ कराना चाहिए, फ्यूचर ऐसा होने वाला है, इन तमाम चीजों के बारे में हम लोगों को प्रिपेयर होना पड़ेगा। नेक्स्ट इज अनआर्म्ड, फ्यूचर कैसा होने वाला है इसको एक मिसाल के जरिए से समझिए, आज से 25 या 30 साल पहले किसी बाप के चार बेटे होते, उसमें से तीन बहुत मजबूत होते, एक थोड़ा कमजोर होता, और वो बेटा जो कमजोर था बाप को उसकी बहुत फिक्र होती, बाप अपने आखिरी वक्त में अपने चारों बेटे को बुलाता है और कहता है कि मेरा आखिरी वक्त आ गया है, मैं जाने वाला हूं, मेरे जाने के बाद मेरे इस बेटे का जरा ख्याल रखना, वो तीनों को यह वसीयत करके जाता। तो शायद 25-30 साल पहले इस बात को माना जा सकता है कि बाप के मरने के बाद उस कमजोर बेटे की देखभाल, उसका ख्याल वो तीन बेटे रखेंगे बाप की वसीयत पर अमल करते हुए। 25-30 साल पहले की बात करो, इज इट पॉसिबल नाउ? अब ये पॉसिबल है यहां पर इस जमाने में, अगर ये कहा जाए तो ये पॉसिबल है, नहीं है पॉसिबल? जी जोर से सब बोल रहे हैं नहीं है पॉसिबल, यानी फ्यूचर कैसा होने वाला है? अनआर्म्ड होने वाला है, नो सपोर्ट, कोई सपोर्ट नहीं। इसलिए इफ यू आर एजुकेटर ऑफ 21st century, आपको अपने आप को ऐसा तैयार करना है कि फ्यूचर में आपको कभी किसी का सपोर्ट तलाश करने न जाना पड़े, लोग आपके पास सपोर्ट तलाश करने के लिए आए। गॉट द पॉइंट? आपको अपने आप को प्रिपेयर करना है, आप जितना अपने आप को प्रिपेयर करेंगे यू कैन डिलीवर टू द स्टूडेंट्स, अगर आप ही प्रिपेयर्ड नहीं हो तो यू कांट गिव एनीथिंग। एक अच्छा टीचर, अच्छा एजुकेटर किसी भी एटमोस्फियर में, जो उस्ताद अभी कह रहे थे कि अ गुड टीचर can encourage and deliver to his student in any extreme conditions. अच्छा टीचर है तो वो कर सकेगा, इसलिए आपको अपने आप को ऐसा तैयार करना है कि आपको फ्यूचर में किसी का सहारा तलाश करने न जाना पड़े, लोग आपके पास सहारा तलाश करने के लिए आए। आर यू रेडी फॉर इट? आपके फायदे के लिए है, यू हैव टू प्रिपेयर फॉर दिस काइंड ऑफ फ्यूचर।